Turn back to 1 Corinthians 11 with me, because this whole series that we're doing during the communions, each of the evening communions of this year, is about the concept of 1 Corinthians 11, 23. And what are 23 through, and where I want to get is verse 26, because we are to proclaim Christ at communion. What we're supposed to do. It doesn't say anything about how we dress, and it doesn't say anything about what precedes it and what kind of music and anything else. But what it does say is make sure that you get this done. And just as we read these words, make sure that you're in step tonight with what Jesus Christ wants in the simulcast. See, we're supposed to cause what we're doing to agree with what he asks us to do so it rises before his throne. So this is what he asks us to do. 1 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 23.
There,
the Apostle Paul, who wasn't one of the 12, who wasn't one of the disciples, who got private tutoring from Christ, remember, in the backside of the desert, 3 years, look what he says. For I received from the Lord. He says, the Lord personally, even though I didn't get to go to communion, Lord's Supper in the upper room, he said, Jesus tutored me personally, showed me what I was supposed to do. And I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So the focus is remembering Christ. So that's in the background. Verse 25, in the same manner, he took the cup after the supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Still, the remembrance of me is in the background. But look at what he asks us to do. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. The church was entrusted with the perpetual proclamation of the Lord's death on earth until he comes and takes his church out. And when he takes his church out, he sends in a new group to do that proclamation. The commandos we already talked about. He's going to always have his proclaimers. When he takes us, sends them. But until he takes us, proclaim Christ.